Well, that's that's a good question. In the United States, many people have asked me how I could have any faith at all in any kind of rational discourse or rational future in the United States, given the amount of let's say noise, given the contending voices, the low level of so much and the irrationality of so much. And I don't have a good answer to that, except that one has to keep trying. The New Left was incredibly productive intellectually. Many great thinkers were produced, and many great figures were produced. When I think about when people ask me, how can you possibly, ever think that there would ever be a left again, given the way the country is today, I think about someone like Noam Chomsky, one of the great intellectuals of our time. He's 82 years old, and he gets on a train from Boston and goes down to Washington, D.C., and does research in the National Archives so that if he talks about American policy toward Guatemala, he knows what he's talking about. So we have to just believe the intellectual life is very closely linked to the preservation of the individual, and we just have to have some faith in it and keep struggling for it. I don't know what the future holds.